friendship is crying, yeah, the states is a beautiful thing. Like waking up from a real bad dream, suddenly everything is okay. The storm is sad, the sun is shining, yeah, the states is a beautiful day. What's going on? What's going on? It's something coming, you see. There's something wrong, I'm not trying to believe. The air is sweet, the summer flowers blooming. Nowhere in sight is there anything gray. Feelings of joy, I feel on the street. The August 8th is a beautiful day. Like waking up from a f***ed up dream. Suddenly everything's looking good. There's been no permanent damage done. What's going on? What's going on? There's something wrong in the sea. There's something wrong. There's something wrong. I'm not trying to believe. Poor Jeff, poor little Timmy Turtle, staying home on such a beautiful day.
It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Is it 10 years this year or is it 9? Was it at 95 or 96? Hey, when did Jerry Garcia die? When was the happiest day of our lives, Tim?
I don't recall.
It was either 95 or 96 because I was in Salt Lake, and I was... See, the thing is, once he was dead, I celebrated for like a year or so, and then I just sort of filed it away in, you know, like a happy folder in my head, and I forgot about it. Because I have a song, I have a Ding Dong Jerry's Dead at home song that I play. Boy, man, and I got to tell you, I was at Salt Lake. Here's how I know that it happened in either 95 or 96, because I was doing talk in Salt Lake, and my general sales manager was a huge deadhead and had, you know, and just... You know, it's like all of them, just like a fat, blubbery white guy, you know, in a tie, you know, who fancied himself a rebel, and he had like all of his deadhead stuff, like all over his walls, and he was, man, I remember like, it really was just like the song, you know what I mean? And I didn't have the internet at that point, so it must have been 95, because I don't think I had an internet feed in the studio. But man, I got the AP wire spat out the little, you know, or I can't make the AP wire sound, that dot matrix printer sound, and it was like, you know, Grateful Dead leader Jerry Garcia dead at the age of it. I was just sort of like, yeah, you know, and for the rest of the day, it was like extra spring in my step, dip in my hip. The birds sang a little bit more brightly. The air was sweet. The sun was golden. Kittens were playing with balls of yarn. There were rainbows everywhere. It was a glorious golden day. So there you go. So, wipe off your stink and get a job. It's 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson radio program. Sarah was yelling at me during the break.
Because I was not yelling.
Sarah was lamenting during the break in an angry tone of voice that she believes we've gotten to almost nothing today. We've gotten to many things, just none of them were the things that we said we were going to get to. Because I got distracted by reading the lyrics of the new song by Fergie. Let's see. Oh, we were going through the lyrics of the top 10 one by one. The following are lyrics from every song on Billboard magazine's current top 10 list. Number 6 on this week's Billboard top 10 list, Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls. Now, that's a bunch of strippers, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a fake, like a pseudo group. The lyrics are, I'm telling you, loosen up my buttons, baby, but you keep fronting. Saying what you going do to me, but you ain't seen nothing. Something. Let's see. Number 7 on this week's Billboard Top 10, Going Down by Young...
Everything has to do with going down.
Why you... Going down, that's... We're talking about the bridge, which goes down.
You're going down to the mall.
Or no, like when Bruce Springsteen says he's going down, down, down. Hello. Let's see. By Young Jock... It's YUNGJOC. Bitches in the back, black beamer coupes. Girls like girls, time to recruit. I sound like Tim. If you've got a problem, say it to my face. We can knuckle up anytime, any place. And then there's that Christina Aguilera song. And then The Fray, right there, Tim Riley, just right on time.
The Fray will go away.
Over My Head by The Fray. And then number 10 is that hideous Shakira song, that Hips Don't Lie song. God, I hate that song with everything in me. All right, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. Let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From higher
out at the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon. CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat, here rather reporting. Arlington, Texas. With the new school year about to begin, some female students in one of the Texas school districts may have to rethink their wardrobes. Teen fashions often leave parents a little disgruntled. Arlington Independent School District parent Frances Henson says, I'm thinking that our daughters are growing up a bit too fast these days. Arlington school board members agree with parents, and they've adopted an unusual amendment to the student dress code. The new dress code reads, in part, quote, the display of cleavage is...
Cleavage.
Well, this is...
I don't really know what cleavage would be, but there's...
It's a city in Ohio.
I like it, though.
The display of cleavage is unacceptable. Low-cut blouses, tops, sweaters, etc., with plunging necklines are not allowed.
Feel shame! Your bodies are disgusting and vile.
It's gotten bad enough that, unfortunately, our young males are looking at more than their English books, their speech books, and science books, as school board president Sherry Wade. Where has she been?
God, I hate adults.
It's kind of nice to have something left to the imagination. Like curtains blowing in the wind.
And cover up those table legs, too.
Even some teenagers agree there is a problem. I think it's good what they're doing, says student Tyler Edwards.
Oh, God, says joyless virgin Tyler Edwards.
Mm-hmm. Other students say it makes back-to-school shopping more difficult. I just have to be more careful with the shirts I buy. Boy. Change my style a little, said one student.
I can't even imagine, A, having to be a kid and shopping for school clothes now. Because everything is really there to make you look like a $2 whore, which I'm fine with. I'm just saying, buying school clothing...
There's nothing wrong with a $2 whore.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tim Riley. Scotty J, pleased to be excerpting.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with a $2 whore. I have no way to,
Like a heapin' helpin' of Betty White's heart. Mm-hmm. The Rick Emerson Show in 97.
Moving on. Let's see. Jerry Garcia died August 9th, he claims, so it's not till tomorrow. Well, that's got to be wrong, because the song says August 8th.
Yeah, the song's called August 8th.
Maybe that's in some other time zone. 1985, says Marty. Oh, wait, here's another one. You can tell that... I haven't even read this, and you can tell it's about Jerry Garcia. Subject line, A-hole. Rick, if you don't like the Grateful Dead, that's fine. I'm not into them either. But what kind of a bastard finds joy in someone else's death? That would be us. That would be me, Sarah,
I don't really find joy in it. I think the song.
Oh, and Jerry Garcia's death?
Yeah.
Well,
I never really felt either way for the Grateful Dead.
I would have settled for a maiming, basically anything. But you know what? He only had like three fingers in that one hand, and he was still able to play the guitar. So clearly a warning shot from God was not enough. Clearly drastic measures were needed. So I'm just for anything, like some sort of a debilitating illness, a tumor in the right place. I would have taken a tumor. Whatever it took to get that guy to quit playing, you know, music. Let me get this straight. You idolize serial killers. That's a drastic revision of the text. We find that serial killers provide an endless cavalcade of amusing and interesting stories for this, the Rick Emerson radio program. But you rejoice at the death of hippies. Yes, that part's accurate. You're messed up, dude. All right. Well, thank you. I'll try not to let that keep me up at night. Here's Tim Riley. The City Desk.
Time now for Paul McCartney's soon-to-be ex-one-legged wife watch. Did I say that correctly?
Nah.
Lean on me.
As long as all the words are there in some order.
When you're not strong.
Oh, it's been too long.
I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to be.
Such a long way to go for such a cheap joke.
Well, love isn't all you need. Sometimes keys help, too. Please recall to the London home of Paul McCartney.
Tell me she was trying to scale the fence with one leg. Tell me. Tell me she was trying to hop over a fence.
Well, this is after estranged wife Heather Mills McCartney. But apparently they thought she was an intruder. They spotted her security guard scaling the walls of the ex-Beatles estate. So apparently she had somebody do this for her. She arrived at their formerly shared North London home as part of an arranged visit to pass up custody of the duo's 2-year-old daughter Beatrice, only to discover McCartney had locked the gates since her last pop-in. According to the Daily Mirror, the 38-year-old landmine activist arrived at the home and spent nearly 5 minutes trying to unlock the estate's gates before retreating to her car while a driver tried to make contact with the staff through the intercom.
So McCartney changed the locks?
Yes, he
did. Fantastic. Way to go, Paul.
When nobody responded, Mills dispatched a security guard to scale the wall surrounding the home to unlock the gates on the inside. Unfortunately for her, the staff did respond that time. Now, whether the incident is simply a misunderstanding or a particularly cunning exercise in public humiliation, the lockout was just the latest episode of the duo's increasingly bitter and publicly played-on divorce. Last week, McCartney waged the last battle against Mills, freezing their joint bank account after reportedly discovering that the missus had withdrawn nearly £1 million in less than a month. Mills' spokesman also confirmed the account had been frozen, but denied that his client had withdrawn, quote, obscene amounts of money.
Well, here's why I don't believe her when she claims that she's not trying to get a lot of... No, and everyone in England hates her. They have immediately... And, you know, have you noticed that everyone has immediately closed ranks behind Paul McCartney?
Mm-hmm.
It just happened like that. Everyone just reflexively takes his side in this. Here's how you know that she's lying about not wanting a whole bunch of money, because the divorce would already be... Because, look, it doesn't take you months and months and years to get a divorce unless you're fighting about it, unless it's acrimonious in some way. So you can get if everybody sort of agrees just to split up, go your separate ways. They don't have any kids together, do they?
No.
Yeah. So I mean, you can get even in England, I think you can get a no fault divorce that's done, no muss, no fuss, wash, rinse, repeat in like a day and a half. So the fact that they're still fighting about it or tussling, which is a fight she's going to lose, by the way, is indication that when the court said she could get up to $1 million for every week they were together, some crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your Paul McCartney soon to be one-legged ex-wife. Watch.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Why? Scotty's typing on the screen. He beat her with a frying pan. What do you mean? Who beat who with a frying pan?
Somebody to be.
That doesn't make any sense. We're, by the way, we at the Rick Emerson Show are not... He says you always read too late. I don't understand what that statement's in. Whatever. Here's Tim Riley.
And now here's that Cannibal Watchman.
Oh, wait. Do we have another break?
Yeah.
Of what length?
It depends. Do you want to keep Letterman or not?
Yeah, we probably should.
Okay. Well, then it's going to be 4 minutes.
All right.
Plus
so
alive.
So we have the second half of yesterday's. Oh, and somebody's calling about Jerry Garcia. What's her name? Pasha?
Oh, she's mad.
Well, you get Pasha. All right. Well, you can tell she's wearing, like, a tie-dyed skirt, probably.
Oh, Rick.
No, I mean, I'm just saying.
Smoking opium.
Renfair braids in her hair. All right. Let's, I'm just getting fatigued even as I reach for the phone. All right. Pasha.
Yeah.
Is that the name on your birth certificate?
It is.
Uh-huh. How's that spelled?
P-A-S-H-A.
Oh, Pasha.
No,
oh, not
no
with...
No Vision Quest.
No, okay.
I was named Pasha.
Okay, all right. I was going to ask. So you didn't go and pay like $500 to get this from a spirit guide somewhere?
No.
All right. What's up? How can I help you, Pasha?
Okay, I just wanted to tell you. Did you say that Jerry died in 95?
Well, I knew it was either 95 or 96 because I was in Salt Lake.
So here's the thing. I was pregnant in 97.
Uh-huh.
And I lived in Maui, unfortunately. Uh-huh. And all the hippies go to Maui. And when Jerry died, unfortunately, all the hippies showed up on Maui. Then they proceeded to insist that I was going to birth the reincarnation of Jerry, which would be my nightmare. And I don't wear tie-dye, by the way.
And then they
proceeded to worship my belly while I yelled at them to cook their food.
I don't understand what's happening in this call. How...
I'm telling you that Jerry Garcia died in 97, and I know that because I was pregnant when it happened, and I was living in Maui, and all the hippies that follow Jerry around...
He did not die in 97. He died in either 95 or 96, here's how I know that. because I played a Ding Dong Jerry's Dead song to the tune of, you know, Ding Dong the Witch is Dead, on the air, and I was fired in the fall of 96.
That's awesome. I'm not sure how that all took place. It's possible that my daughter is older than I think she is.
Were you high at the time?
No.
Uh-huh. Are you lying to me?
I was very pregnant.
Okay.
What?
Are you lying to me now?
I am not lying to you, but she's 9 years old. She was born in 97, and I was big pregnant when he died, and everyone flooded to Maui. All the people...
Why were they worshiping your belly? How did that happen?
They... decided, they would go, oh, beautiful sister, blah, 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 you're going to reincarnate and birth Jerry Garcia. He's coming back.
Birth and Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, Which
okay.
would hurt.
All right, hold on a second, Pasha. You stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Brian, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to clarify that Jerry died on August 9th of 95.
That's what it's saying on the internet.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, so okay. So Pasha, well, then, your daughter is deluded about how old she is.
She must be older. Maybe it just took them a couple.
How have you forgotten the year that your daughter was born, yet you were able to remember the number to call into this radio show?
Because you say it over and over again, and I wrote it down.
Your daughter's with you every day.
I know.
You were there. You look, let's be, you pushed something big out of something small. That would stay with you.
Yeah, it's hard to forget. Maybe it's just that it took them 2 years to get to Maui. But they, all of a sudden, a huge group of hippies showed up that didn't have Jerry to follow anymore.
But so they started following your stomach.
They hang out around the stores in town. And if it's on the streets, when I'd walk by, they would, she's going to birth Jerry.
Hold on just 1 second. Eric, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how you guys doing? Listen, this is frustrating for me. I mean, you know, I'm a father of two kids, and, you know, how do you not know when your kids are born?
No!
I'm sorry.
I know when my kid was born.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, obviously, everybody knows Jerry Garcia died, you know, 95, 96. Okay, so 2 years later, you have a kid. Hey, guess what? I don't know when it is. You got to be smoking pot or something. I mean, you know, and whatever you had, I want some of it because, you know, it sounds like some really good stuff. Come on.
On that note, we now have to take a break.
Maybe she was just trying to find herself.
Eric, Brian,
yeah.
Pasha?
Yeah.
Pasha, how old have you been telling your daughter she is?
No, hold on.
No.
She's gonna
ask. I'm not confused about how old my kid is.
Okay.
I'm just obviously confused about when Jerry died, but I thought he died then because that's when all the hippies showed up.
Okay. That makes perfect.
You don't make any
more. All right, gotta go. Bye now. Thank you.
Wow.
Hey, kids. Back after this. Don't go anywhere. See Rick Emerson Radio Show. That's a great idea. This email says, this is a fascinating conversation. And then it just says, time for you to develop technical difficulties with your phone system again. Scotty, note to you.
We got it onto his list. I have it here.
We got to go through this tomorrow. Of course, we won't. And then Sarah will make me feel bad about the 100 things. I don't even want to take Chris today because we got like 900 things we haven't gotten to. Oh, also, the clock isn't open, so we have no idea when Lycus really starts.
Hopefully this one's right, but you never know. It's kind of a crapshoot.
Hey, Tim, would you go see if there's an engineer, please?
I think this one's okay.
I hate to put that on you.
All right. Cool.
Go find the
what clock?
That one up there.
Is there
there's a small
there?
One up there.
Oh, really? Is that accurate?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right.
Forget the engineer.
Screw
We'd rather
them.
Have you here, Tim.
All right. But the Scotty has this list of like 100 tasks that he wants to do. Anyway, you know what we ought to do, though? Here's the thing. We got to create some sound effect that simulates technical difficulties with the phone so that when there's a conversation where we don't want to be rude, but we just desperately want to end the call, we can just play it. So like when there's a lot of, and then they started stroking my stomach, and we can just hit the button, and there's like, and then the phone is just gone. So, Scotty, we need now to create a sound effect.
But no bagpipes or...
No, it's got to sound
bells.
It's got to sound real.
Yeah.
We need to have some sort of a sound effect for getting rid of... for ending calls that we wish to bring to a close. Well, all right. Sarah, how are we on the magical dump button?
Oh, we're back.
We're good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll get Chris here in just a moment. Let's see. Bob, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How can I help you today?
Oh, man, I'm just calling in to compliment Scotty. I'm a driver. I work with Richard the Hippie. Just calling to compliment Scotty as a driver intern. I really dig the bagpipes.
You're calling to compliment Scotty on what?
I like the intro for the drivers.
Really?
Yeah.
Today we salute you, Mr. In the Car Nose Picker.
Go on, crew. Go on, mama, like an SQ.
It's hard to believe we don't ever get to anything. The thing is that each one of Scotty's sounders takes up like a minute and a half of airtime. Are you a driver, sir?
Yes, I am.
What do you drive?
I drive humans around doing medical transport.
That's a creepy thing to say. I drive humans of regulation size. All right. Well, thank you, sir. We'll count your vote for that.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bob. All right. No, sir. No, thank you. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, mailman Chris, official stenographer of the Rick Emerson Show. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I don't even want
to
know.
Let's just go through what we didn't get to, Chris. Let's just make it short.
I don't even want to know today. It's like 50 push-ups.
Yeah, what did we not get to?
You didn't get the Cannibal Watch, the Zombie Watch, the Bush Watch, the worst song ever. You didn't get the Weekend Geek. And you didn't get to the Snakes on the MF and Plane announcement.
I hate all of you.
That's the most out of you've ever
so
missed.
So that would be 6 today, which would put you to a total of 38.
God damn.
See, and I don't snap very often, but can you see why I snapped today a little
I think
bit?
This is a failed experiment, this idea of using the push-ups to keep me in line. Clearly, this
we'll
isn't
We'll get rid
having...
of some of them tonight. It's totally cool.
Great. Thank you. That's,
no problem.
I feel fantastic. That makes me feel so much better. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Talk to you tomorrow right. Or see you tonight.
See you tonight. There you go. Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's not. Is somebody calling about Jerry Garcia? All right. Well, whatever.
Okay. The song's called August 8th, but I guess he died on August 9th.
And not and
there
and,
we go.
And you know not when it, whatever the hippie chick you know, look at.
In 1995.
Yeah. And your kid is 2 years older than you think she is. So. Anyway. Also, you might want to double check who you've been telling her the father is. That's just a hunch, though. So don't forget, we're going to be at Dante's tonight, the official Rick Emerson AM 970 Rockstar Supernova viewing party happening at Dante's tonight on 3rd and Burnside. The show starts at 9. We're going to be down there, I don't know, 8:15, 8:30, something like that. So we
get there early and want to save us a table. That'd be really good.
Cool. So also, if you'd like to get there early and buy as many rounds of drinks and then just have them waiting, that would be handy as well. Yes?
I just think a table would be...
No,
if
just,
we stood the whole time...
I'm trying to be proactive about this.
Okay.
Looking out for you, sister.
All right.
All right. So, anyway, so that's tonight. We'll see you at Dante's tonight for the official Rockstar Supernova viewing party. What else? What's tomorrow? Wednesday?
Yes.
Coming up tomorrow, Jen Lane will be in the studio with us from Barfly Magazine. We'll do the Rockstar recap. I swear to God, we'll get to news. We might do 2 solid hours of news tomorrow. We might do a noon news hour and a 1 o'clock news hour.
There'll be more broken promises as usual.
Oh. I'd hug you if you didn't hate being touched.
No, but you know, the thing is with Tim, though, the way you thank him is by not hugging him.
Okay.
Just like with me.
Here's a big non-hug for you, Tim.
Thank you.
From me as well. I also will not touch you in any way.
Thank you.
We all need so much therapy. All right, Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah Stillen for AM 970. I guess we're ending now and stuff. And we'll see you tonight. Bye.